Good morning, here are your local news headlines. An investigation is underway after a man died following an incident at a busy nightclub in Durham in the early hours of Sunday morning. Police were called to Love Shack in the Walker Gate area following reports of a disturbance inside the premises. When officers arrived, it was found staff had detained two men and escorted them outside. However, shortly afterwards, it became clear one of the men was in distress and having difficulty with regards to his health. A man was taken to the University Hospital North Durham where his condition deteriorated and a few hours later, sadly, he died. A post-mortem examination is due to be carried out to establish a formal cause of death. Police have arrested a total of seven men on suspicion of manslaughter and another man for a public order offence. Sailors from HMS Bulwark stepped back in time as they visited Gala Theatre's spectacular new walkthrough experience, 1916 No Turning Back. The crew of the Albion-class assault ship were in Durham to exercise their freedom of the city, parading through the streets as hundreds of people turned out to cheer them on. Following a ceremony on Palace Green and service at Durham Cathedral, a group of servicemen headed down to the Millennium Place venue to see what audiences and critics have hailed as superb, thought-provoking and sure to stir the emotions. And finally, a flying doctor will take on the London Triathlon in a bid to raise cash for charity. Great North Air Ambulance Service Dr. Jonathan House will tackle the 1500-metre open water swim, the 40-kilometre bike and 10-kilometre run to raise funds for the charity on August the 6th. Mr. House, who's from Backworth in Newcastle, is a Sergeant Lieutenant Commander in the Royal Navy and a Doctor in Emergency Medicine at Newcastle's Royal Victoria Infirmary, as well as flying on the region's air ambulance. He said he sights on beating the Chief Executive Officer of TSB Bank, Paul Pester, in the challenge, as the company's boss is sponsoring all of the charity partners £50 each and will double the cash if they can beat the boss. So there are your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.